The first book was published in 1993. It is called Hope Chest in the Attic. Because of all those ideas and things you want to store up, it collects 13 years of poetry and prose and art from me. The second one is called The Window, and that one has a lot of pieces that are parts of series, like the poem He Told Me His Dreams, which you played, was in the book The Window, because they're just stories from other people from a long story line of what other people will tell you. The third book I did probably has the best title of them all. It's called Close Cover Before Striking.
I like that one, too.
It's a fun title. I like that one. And it contains, and it has, you know, the byline says a book of poetry, prose, political essays, artwork, and philosophical rants. So I get to delve more into having essays and philosophy in my work instead of just having lists of poetry out.
Mm-hmm.
I did a very short novel in letter form under a pen name called Autumn Reason. And I also did a spiral bound book all about the clash between the sexes, because I long ago had done work as an acquaintance rape workshop facilitator and got to hear people's stories about dealing with rape, from people, stories they'd heard, as well as, you know, things that have happened to them. So I have a book called Woman, which has a bunch of pieces, some never published, a lot of short stories. And the last or more recent widespread book of poetry is called Contents Under Pressure, and that one also has quite a few short stories and a lot of political pieces and essays in it, probably more than any of the other books. I've done a few small printing runs on another woman's book called The Average Guy's Guide to Feminism. And I also did one about after traveling around the United States by car with a friend called Changing Cures. And it was a bunch of journal entries and stories about going from state to state and what you saw and what bizarre experiences you go through in meeting new people and finding a place to stay. Those are most of them, other than the big, huge, most recent novel, which is a 650-page opus called The Key to Believing. It's a private printing, which is what we've done right now for it, dealing with, working with agents right now to be able to get it trimmed down, so it's right for dealing with the publisher. But that piece is about medical researchers that are looking for a cure or medicines for AIDS patients, and one of them stumbles upon information that leads them to believe that there is a government conspiracy about the origin and possibly also possessing a cure for AIDS. So it then also becomes always started off with a very intelligent bent and learning more about the disease, but it also then becomes much more action-packed about trying to figure out how to be able to save lives, save their own lives, when they've just gotten these information from agents and the like. And that's a fun, long one, if anybody's interested.